Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Morning, everybody. Happy, happy Football Friday to all across the Delaware Valley. Okay, we have reached Friday in this hellish stretch that we're in. Is it 2020? Is it the month of September? Which is it? This I can't wait till this either the month's over or the year's over. Well, we're at Friday. And, of course, last night didn't go well because the Marlins beat the Braves. Right? Like, are you kidding me? Like, the Marlins won last night and the Braves. So, I don't know if you guys have been following along at all, but Atlanta has been torrid. Like, from the plate. They're just putting up crazy numbers. 12 runs, 15 runs, 18 runs. Ozuna, they hit like a zillion home runs. It's been like ridiculous, all the home runs and the offense they got, right? And so I'm watching the game. I'm actually like paying attention to the game last night. I don't know why I'm still invested like I am, but I was trying to pay attention to the game. And, I mean, Pablo Lopez and five relievers basically shut him down. Pablo Lopez pitched five shutout innings. He only allowed two hits. And he shuts Atlanta down. And the Marlins win. So it gets that much tougher for the Phillies. Just to get the second place division, the Marlins have to lose two or three from the Yankees. That's to get the second spot. Now, it's a little easier. Well, not easy, but it's a little more palatable to get the second playoff spot with the two added wild cards. Well, I mean, we'll see. You got to win. You got to beat Tampa. And they started off with Vinny. So, whatever, right? Vinny's on the mound. The good thing is that Tampa clinched, and you hope that they're just kind of running guys in and out. Well, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about the chances. Today, I want to do an exercise with you guys. So, all week long, it's been a very down week, emotionally distraught week. I know I've been emotionally distraught. And, you know, yesterday I tried to bring some hope to the table and just tried to look at things in a positive way. So, since we were so down and then we tried to have some hope, what's left on this Friday is a dispassionate view. And I think it's important to approach the weekend with a dispassionate view. The Eagles line is down to 4.5. And now people say all the time, what does that mean? It started at 6.5 and it's down to 4.5. And what that means is during the week, you got these professional bettors, right? These whales. Now, I don't know. They make a living at this stuff and, you know, They're all about it, and they change the line. Now, they're not always right, but it tells you which way the wind is blowing. They do have, you know, a lot of insight and a lot of numbers and models that, you know, and again, nothing's 100%, all right? But they're just looking for an edge. And then the line moves because, take Parks, they just want even money on both sides. So that's why the line moves. So it went from 6.5 to 4.5. Now, there are a couple reasons why. Fletcher Cox being iffy, if not out, for the game is one of them. We'll get an update from Doug today. And, of course, Jalen Reagor is out for the game. So that means something. So that's partly why the line dips a little bit. Now, 4.5, there's still a over a field goal favorite. So even though the line is dipped, it doesn't mean like they're going to lose the game. Now, quite frankly, they should win it. And I'm looking at it dispassionately. As much as I like Joe Burrow, and I do, they do have trouble protecting him. And the Bengals do have trouble stopping the run. So I expect this to be a big Miles Sanders day. And play action and everything else should have Carson playing clean. What I mean clean, meaning 25 passes, no interceptions. So 25 attempts, no interceptions, high completion percentage. And he plays a relatively neat and tidy game. Nothing crazy because he shouldn't have to throw 45 times. Now we'll see. The Eagles' defense has to keep up its end of the bargain. And it's got to figure out a way to get pressure on Burrow and without Fletcher Cox. But here's my question, because I wrote down a series of these questions. And I want you to look at it without fandom, without hope, without bias. Right? Without hating your heart, without loving your heart, without bias. I want you to be robotic and really try to look at it dispassionately. My dozen questions. And I'm going to give you the first two, because I think they're going to take us for a while. Number one, are the Eagles closer to the playoffs or 6-10? So take into account the schedule, the rest of the division, what the landscape of the league looks like, and just answer the question, are they closer to the playoffs, meaning they're on the cusp of still being a playoff team? And remember, there's an added spot this year. So all that stuff about 0-2, that doesn't matter anymore. Or it certainly, makes it wane a little bit. Or are they closer just to being 6-10 and with a lot of work to do and we're about to go into the doldrums? So answer that question dispassionately. The second question in regards to the Eagles, this is a little bit more difficult. And I sure hope for the right now, but I want to ask it, take hope out of it. I got to do the same thing. Is Carson Wentz, can Carson Wentz thrive here? Or does he really need a change of scenery to become a good quarterback? Now, obviously, if he needs to change the scenery, we don't care, right? Like, because he's out. Right? Not ours anymore. But can he succeed here with all the baggage? And it started to dawn on me Monday when all the winds started blowing in his face. And I talked to a lot of callers this week who I pinned it all on him. Now, obviously, he has not played well over the first two games. I don't think it's all his fault. I also think he's got to work on his mechanics. Those are his fault. He's got to work on his decision making. That's his fault. But additionally, I still think he's got to build. Now, I don't know what trauma remains from the Super Bowl. I don't know if it's still in the back of his mind, if it hovers over him like a bad memory. But if you put yourself in his shoes and you say, wow, I was rolling. I had the world. It was mine. it got taken away from me. The backup comes in, becomes the town's hero. I'm left to my own devices, wallowing in my injury. Now, this would be me. I would wallow. And then the next year, same thing happens. Hurt again. The backup, the town's love child, does the same thing and almost gets him on another run, almost back to the Super Bowl. And then the ghost remain here, even after a failed stint in Jacksonville and a backup job in Chicago. The specter of Foles remains. Now, I don't know. Does that make him press every day, every week? You know, is he trying to hit, you know, that whole thing about hitting the grand slam, nobody on base, right? Is he trying so hard to win the Super Bowl in September? Are we just looking at, or am I just making stuff up and it really has no bearing on him? He's going to tell you it's got no bearing, but I don't know. Does that baggage, it's true, real emotional baggage, does it remain? And so the question comes back, can he flourish here? Is this a place in which he can flourish? Or is it just so much baggage, he's got to go on to another town? So those are the two questions that I ask you to really look at dispassionately. It's really the state of the Eagles and the state of cars. And now I'm looking at the Tunis. Let me describe the Tunis. So he's got on a Bryce Harper fat pea baby blue Phillies jersey. It's a beautiful jersey. It's my favorite jersey, really. The baby blue with the fat maroon pea. He's got a hat that doesn't really match, but it's a Phillies hat. He's got shorts, and he's got maroon Phillies socks with the fat pea, which are a nice item as well. He's trying to will the Fightins to a playoff spot. And I applaud that. Good morning, Junis.
Good morning. Now, there's a reason why the hat doesn't match. This is my beach/fishing hat. So it's got the suntan lotion smell. So I need the good vibes. So even though it doesn't match with the jersey, doesn't match with the socks, it's filled with good vibes, this hat.
I like a good vibes hat.
So I know we're trying to pull our fandom out. But right now, I am oozing Phillies right now with the jersey, with the socks, and with the good vibes hat. So, it's going to be an interesting weekend. Damn you, Braves.
I like the fact that you try that you've come in all dressed up like it's Halloween and you're 12 and you're trying to be Bryce Harper.
Yeah, I'm putting it out there into existence. So here goes nothing. The Eagles conversation's an interesting one. Pulling myself out of fandom, I still believe they are closer to a playoff team than a 6-10 team.
Okay. I'm glad that you came to, and again, that's a dispassionate view, analytical view.
The biggest reason is that extra playoff spot. That is, to me, the biggest reason why, and I gotta look at it. There are injuries, bad injuries. Like, I feel terrible for what's going on with the players around the NFL, but there are injuries left and right.
Yes.
And who knows how, like, it's been big players too, right? These are big players.
Like the Niners, right?
Yes.
Like, that's a big...
Yeah, I mean, they've lost three guys on their, they got Bosa, Thomas, they have Sherman's out. That could mean not only that they drop off a little bit, but the Eagles face them in 2 weeks from now, where all these guys are going to be hurt. So maybe if the Eagles can pull away with a win against the Bengals, which I do think they do, I will tell you, this is the first time I'm betting on the Eagles this season. I haven't bet against them. I will never do that. But I haven't felt comfortable the first 2 weeks to bet them. Even going into that Washington game when we were all chesty. So I think the Eagles win this Sunday. I think they could beat the 49ers with everybody being hurt and Jimmy Garoppolo's banged up. So now you're 2-2. Obviously, then those next two games, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, are going to be very difficult tasks. But as I just mentioned, who knows where this next injury bug is going to hit? Because it's hitting all over the league. It could hit the Eagles, right? We could see a guy go down and all of a sudden they finish the season 4-12. It's possible.
No, but it's a good point that you bring up that, hey, maybe, just maybe, everybody else is banged up and, you know, they're a last man standing type of thing.
Right, maybe. So, you know, with this extra playoff spot, with all the injuries, 8-8 could get you into the playoffs.
I don't think 8-8.
You don't think so? 9-7. Even with the extra spot?
I mean, 8-8's tough.
I know.
I mean, you're right. But 8-8, tiebreakers and all kinds of stuff.
Right.
So you're throwing it up there.
Yeah, and then we'll see how the Dallas Cowboys respond in Week 3, right? Do they're facing the Seahawks. They have a very tough task. Now, was that Atlanta Falcons comeback the Jake Elliott moment for the Dallas Cowboys, or do a good Seattle Seahawks team who had such a compelling win, it was such a great game that Sunday night game against the Patriots, do they go 3-0 and the Cowboys are now all of a sudden 1-2? Is right. that a possibility? Right. Well, and if they're 1-2 and the Eagles beat the Bengals, they're 1-2. So taking Phantom out of it, I look at everything else that's going on around the league with injuries, we'll see what happens Week 3 for the Cowboys. I still say they're closer to a playoff team than 6-10. The Carson Wentz thing's fascinating.
All right, before we get to Cars and your answer with Cars, let me throw this at you.
Mm-hmm.
The way I look at it, there are 5 locks for the playoffs in the NFC. You ready? Seahawks, Packers. And again, this is just looking at the team itself.
Yes.
Cowboys, Arizona, Rams. Now, they look like the best team so far. Now, you got some iffy situation. You got the Tampas.
Right.
And the Saints. Now I want to put the Saints as a lock, and they probably are, but Breeze does not look good.
No, and they're facing the Packers this weekend. Right. This is another game where that's going to be fascinating.
I think Green Bay wins.
I think so, too. I think they win outright. They're actually the dogs right now. Uh-huh. It's in New Orleans, but right. What does that really mean? You know, if the Saints go down, they're now 1-2 to start the season. Because
right.
They lost to the Raiders on Monday night. But, good call by you.
Now, you got all these teams buzzing around. San Fran is all about, can they stay healthy?
Right.
But they're banged up. They're going to be banged up for a while. So it could be a lost season. How many times did we see the Super Bowl loser just suffer a lost season? Yep. Happened in 05 here.
I've been with Atlanta.
Right.
Super Bowl 2 years ago or 3 years ago, whatever that was.
So you got those 5 teams as seemingly, and this is early, but they seem to be the playoff teams. Would you agree? And then they have all the other buzzers.
I still go iffy with Cowboys, and it's not fandom. It's that defense. They still give up 39 points to the Falcons.
I'm trying to be dispassionate.
Right, I got
that. I'm trying to be dispassionate, and if I in good conscience, if I stack up those two, Eagles v. Cowboys, I think the Cowboys are a better team.
Okay. I mean, they did play their guts out to come back. I'll give them that.
All right, let me just ask you this.
Once I kicked it, got lucky.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, I derive no joy out of saying this, but I'm trying to be dispassionate and take fandom and love and all that stuff and hate out of my just go purely head. If you stack up Cowboys and Eagles, who's a better team?
Cowboys.
Right.
Much more, many more weapons offensively.
Right.
Many more.
Better offensive line, more weapons.
Mm-hmm. Still take Zeke over Sanders, and that's nothing against Miles Sanders. It's Ezekiel Elliott. Right. You know.
And then the other thing is, the defense, which I thought would be advantage Eagles,
mm-hmm. they have not shown
up. It's not as big an advantage Eagles.
Yeah, we'll see if they show up this weekend after Jim took the bullet for them.
So, I can't, you know, I have to, I gotta look at it and put the Cowboys in that spot. Agreed?
Yeah, weapons-wise. Like that, I mean, that they're, no, but their weapons are so good.
They're the best, is you still don't want to give it up. I don't blame you.
Their weapons are so good that, yes.
Can you be wearing the little Bryce outfit? Can you be dispassionate today? I need, like, analytical mind.
Yeah. I think the Cowboys can outscore teams, whereas the Eagles cannot.
I will not argue anything. Like, I today is complete analytical. I just want to analyze the situation. I'll give you a little Sixer coaching update. I got some thoughts.
You know who would like today's show?
Let's open it up in chat.
No, it's not. It's
not big. Those analytics.
No, it's actually your eyes are a part of the thing, not just numbers. All right, we're just getting started on a Friday. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you join us. Be prepared. I got 12 questions, and they encompass all teams across the board, 4 for 4. It's Cuz Radio Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic. And let me tell you about Xceva Vitamin Infusion Therapy. You're thinking, what is that? What is Xceva Vitamin Infusion Therapy? So I'll give you the analogy of your smartphone and plugging in your phone to get the full charge. Right, Siri, what's my phone percentage at? My kids are a little time. And then Xceva, you're at 100%. And what Xceva is an IV filled with goodness, vitamins and nutrients, and everything your body needs, amino acids. And when you do that, you feel great. It's an IV that you get at one of Xceva's vitamin infusion suites. You relax, you get out of the rat race for like 45 minutes. And your body takes all the vitamins, and it's great. And they have different things. Like, so if you're looking to increase your immune system, right, because we're all worried about getting sick, or if you're looking to increase your energy level or your mood, they have it. They have a beauty IV for your woman, all that stuff. It's great. I want you to go to Xceva.com. That's AXIVA.com. It's Xceva Vitamin Infusion Therapy. All right. And what do we always say with that? We say that you replenish, right? You recharge and you get relief.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's noon. What does that mean? That means the pool. Yeah, baby, the football pool.
Yes.
It's a real pool. I think you know by now, it's a real inflatable baby pool. Yep. And we have filled it with prizes. $1,000 cash from Parks Casino. Year supply of snacks from Hers, fire pit from Landis Block, the snowblower from Paul B. Moyer and Sons, and all the little gag gifts, the tchotchkes. You're the fifth caller right now, 215-263-0975. You will win $100 cash. You're going to win a Franklin right now, courtesy of Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Pennsylvania's number one casino. Got to be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. If you get the question right, then you're in the running for all those prizes I just told you about. That's right. So check it out. Give us a call. Fifth caller. You're going to win $100 and you get the question to be qualified for the entire baby pool. Back to the phones we go. Thomas, South Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Thomas.
What's up, man? How you doing?
What's going on? Yo, what you doing, Tom?
What's happening? Now long time.
You messed me up. Tell you what is Thomas now.
Yeah, listen, that's what he called me when he took my name down. I didn't correct him. So.
How's the mail business?
It's good. Busy.
Good.
Always busy. I got a suggestion for Andrew. Buy your cheesesteak tonight and eat a cold on Sunday.
I can't do that.
Oh, really?
I've had it. But no, I got to go fresh.
Come on, man.
I've had the cheesesteak cold. It's still good.
It's horrible. Stop.
But I got to go.
But anyway.
I got to go fresh.
Tommy's investing. It's horrible. Stop.
Yeah. Anything cold. Chili. Come on, man. I'm going to throw up that day.
How bad it was. But anyway. And it was like chocolate ice cream.
Yeah, it's like pulling an ice cube out of bite with a stick or something. Yeah.
Delicious.
But, Wentz, listen. Wentz ain't done here yet. You know, it's bad two games. You know, it's a lot of pressure, I think, on him. He's putting on himself just to the fact that, you know, his backup wins the Super Bowl. He gets hurt the next year. He takes him to the playoffs. And he's got to put that behind him and just focus on playing the way he's played before then. And, you know, also weapons. I mean, like you said, like, Roseman is, like, the worst at picking talent for this guy. I mean, when you watch Seattle and see – the Metcalf taking advantage and abusing the best cornerback in the league last week, you know, and you take Whiteside, who can't even get on the field and doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, that's the problem right there, is the talent around him. When you have one good receiver and then Doug don't even utilize him. He plays him, what, 50%, 55% of the plays in Jackson?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, you know, be creative, man. I don't see nobody open in space. Like, I mean, I don't look at the film like everybody, like the other people do, but I mean, from TV, there's nobody open. There's nobody running around with nobody around. You watch these other teams, the coaches have schemes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There was a guy he called the other day. He's going, oh, there was guys running wide open.
Yeah, stop. I love guys say, I watched the game. I watched the tape. What did you do? Were you there filming it? You know what I mean? Come on, stop watching tape. You wouldn't know what to do with the clicker. You know what I mean? But, and Jalen Hurts, that's just a bad pick by a bad GM right there. That has nothing to do with replacing Wentz with Hurts. That's just, look at Howie. Look at me. I'm going to be the guy that's going to pick Jalen Hurts early, and that's it. He thinks he's the smartest guy in the room when it comes to picking talent, which he has no idea what he's doing.
See, here's the problem. It's not just Howie. Those drafts are an ensemble, right? They're a little everybody. Yeah. Doug, Lori has a huge say in the whole thing.
Now, ask your buddy Matt Rule how Douglas is doing down in Carolina, because from what I heard, he's like I read online that he's like, that has the 10th highest rating as a cornerback in the league right now for 2 weeks.
Yep.
I mean, maybe it's just a scheme that we have a bad D coordinator too, who puts his cornerbacks in horrible positions. And maybe he's finally getting coached up by a good defensive coach in Matt Rule, and he can actually play in the league, and we give him away. I mean, that whole draft is gone. I mean, it's like you draft Jones in the second round. That's a waste of a pick. I mean, just look at the top talent that you could have had on this team that,
The drafts have it's like the Eagle. I mean, the Phillies. Like, the drafts have killed
you.
You wonder why.
They might not even.
Right.
You might not even draft a player. Just give it up. Say, here, we don't even want to draft no more. Do we not have passports? Because apparently we don't go to the Dominican Republic to scout players either.
Well, the amazing thing is they finally find one.
Yeah, and they gave him away.
It's Sixto Sanchez. They find a Latin gem.
Right.
And that's the guy they trade. Oh, yeah, but come on, man.
Yeah, other teams tell you, this guy is off limits. The Phillies told him, okay, you can have him also. You know, it's like,
I know. Terrible.
You got to hold him, you know?
I hear you, brother. Listen, Tommy, have a great weekend, brother.
You too.
Pal. Always a pleasure. I mean, really. Now, real quick, and I want to get back to it, but I want scenarios. You have the scenarios in front of you.
For the fightings?
Yes.
Yes, I have all the scenarios.
All right, the first scenario is obviously the second place spot in the division.
Correct.
And that's the Marlins.
Yes, and they obviously hold the tiebreaker because they went 7-3
right
against your fighting Phillies. But the Phillies are playing the New York Yankees this weekend, and it's actually
Marlins
important
playing Yankees,
because the Yankees are two games back of the White Sox for home field in the wild card. So we are rooting for the Chicago Cubs, who are facing the White Sox, and then we're obviously rooting for the Yankees, who are facing the Marlins, because if the Cubs, let's say, win the first two of the series, that means the Yankees are still playing for that home field first round of the playoffs, they would be the fourth seed as the second place team in the AL East. So if the Marlins sweep the Yankees, obviously they finish ahead of the Phillies. If they win two of three, they finish ahead of the Phillies. But if the Marlins only win one game in their three-game series, the Phillies still have a chance, but they would have to sweep the Rays. Okay? So the most they can win for the Phillies to still have a chance is one game against the Yankees. If Miami gets swept, which is possible, the Phillies would need to sweep the Rays in order to get the second spot. So it's a pretty difficult task to sweep the Rays and hope for the Marlins to get swept by the Yankees, but that's a possibility for your second place, you know, NL East.
All right.
All right.
All right. Now, coming up, you'll give me the other scenarios.
Yes.
Let's go to DJ. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. DJ.
Hey, happy football Friday, guys. How you doing?
Happy football Friday, DJ.
Yeah, man, I'm calling because, like, my emotions are kind of all over the place with this team, and it seems to be a little bit too early in the season to be feeling this way. So over the years, I've listened to you, and you've always been the, I'll say, the godfather of hope and faith. So right now, mainly, yeah, my question is, you know, Where's your hope and faith right now, percentage-wise, with regards to Wentz? Because me personally, this is kind of the lowest I've felt, I guess, as towards, you know, his play and everything. So I just want to hear your take on
that. Yeah, listen, it's definitely the lowest, I think, for me as well. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I mean, that decision to throw in the end zone the white side was a horrible decision. And you like, you expect way more. Like, that was first down, right, DJ?
Mm-hmm.
That was first down.
Oh, yeah.
His mechanics are awful. His footwork's terrible. But all that said, I know our eyes don't lie, all right? I think the kid still has ability. I think the guy still can play. Now, my worry is the offensive line is just so-so, and the weapons around him are not sufficient. That's my word.
Now, I guess, that being said, so we look back at the last four games, what was that, last year at the end of the season before the playoffs, you know, was that team better than this team?
Well, they played nobody, right? Like, it's one thing that you beat, but I beat the Cowboys, that was impressive, but then it was Washington and the Giants twice, right? So, you know, you got a grade on a curve there. Can they go into San Francisco? Now they're banged up. Or going to Pittsburgh, better yet, play against Baltimore's defense. And are they enough? Like, I think Deshaun is. Like, Deshaun's legit, right? And I think those two have a connection. But he's got to play more than half the snaps.
And hearing all that, and that's what keeps running back through my head, because I was thinking, I was like, you know, yeah, you know, we did that, you know, against, you know, those bad teams at the end of the year. But once again, those were bad teams. So it's going into this year, it's, you know, were our expectations too high based off of what we've, you know, kind of seen over this last little bit or whatnot. So
what are our expectations? Is it unrealistic to have expectation of a playoff spot when they've added another playoff spot? Like, I never said this is a Super Bowl year. I said, you know, they should be a playoff team. I think those are meager expectations for where they are right now, right? And they're rebuilding.
Yeah, because, I mean, I look at it, and that's the same way, because I'm thinking it's the wide receiver core slightly better than what we had at the end of last year. Now, is it or is it not? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think with Deshaun, that alone makes it better, right? He alone makes it better having Deshaun. Now, what's behind Deshaun, I mean, those kids aren't ready yet, right? Rager's hurt, but he's, and I think he could be a player, but he's not ready yet. Hightower's very, very raw. And then, you know, Whiteside stinks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you got Ward again. You know.
Yeah, and then it goes back to, once again, just, you know, what's the play call's been called and all of that stuff and yada, yada, yada.
But exactly.
Anyway, man, I just need a little hope going into
You know what? Just forget about all the nonsense and just go enjoy the game someday. You know what I mean, brother? That's what I'm going to do.
Go Birds, man.
Go Birds, DJ. You too, man. Listen, we had a tough week And listen, the conversation needs to be had. But when Sunday rolls around and it's Sunday morning, unlike we talked about yesterday, for a lot of people, I'm not playing golf like Jim from the Palm. Right? I'm not doing that. I'm not going. Wait, by the way, what was the final poll, Andrew?
Oh yeah, I lost that one. Hold on, let me find at 975 middays, and I was disappointed. Let's see here. At 975 middays, it'll be in 80 degrees and sunny this Sunday. There's actually an hour left to still vote on this poll. This the last 80 degree day for a while. You have four options for 1 o'clock this Sunday. Which do you choose? Watch the Eagles, go to the beach, play golf with friends, barbecue at the park. It went down to 55%. Watch the Eagles. 20% said play golf with friends. 18% said go to the beach. 7% said barbecue at the park. And I'm just disappointed in you, Philadelphia.
Yeah, you originally said 90%.
Yeah, I said lock, 90%.
Hey, all you know, I have 90%.
Lock.
And what did I say?
You gave me 75 in the over-under sandwich bet. I'll bring you a cold cheesesteak on Monday.
That's great. KP, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. KP!
Cuzzo!
What's going on, KP?
All right.
What's there he up? Is. There he is. The Northeast McConaughey.
Genius, what's going on, man?
The Frankfurt McConaughey.
Do me a favor. Do me a favor, Cuz. Ask me if the Eagles are going to win on Sunday.
Are the Eagles going to win on Sunday?
Be a lot cooler if they did. All right.
That's good, man.
So anyway, I wanted to call again because yesterday, man, that was weak, man. I didn't give it good enough. First off, it wasn't the right music. It wasn't good. I know it wasn't good. I know by your reaction, so I'll give you an A for effort. But I'm at work.
What did your friend say?
What was that?
What did your friend say?
I'm basically the same thing.
Yeah.
it was the music that threw me off, really. But I just wanted to call, again today.
It's Andrew's fault.
Yeah. Tunis. Tunis' fault, yeah. But yeah, so I just wanted to call again today and say, honestly, I think they're going to win 11 out of the last 14 games, to be completely honest with you.
Now, you really do that. You're not just giving me McConaughey.
Like, no, no. Not at all, man.
Not stoned, right?
Not at all. And the reason I say that is because it's weird. Because the second I was thinking that in my head, and then I'm scrolling through Facebook and everything, and then I see, the fifth year of Donovan and Andy, they started 0-2, finished the year 12-4. So maybe there's a little magic there. You know what I mean? But I just wanted to call in again.
Here's the thing. I'm glad you did, and I want you to be a regular caller. So let's get that straight. I want you to be able to call.
Right.
The only thing that I don't feel it. I don't think they're capable of going and winning 11 out of the last 14.
Well, listen, how about this? I'll leave you with this. I'll leave you with this. And, you and Tunis have a good weekend, but I'll leave you with this. So, Foles was the Messiah, right?
Okay.
So how about Wentz is Moses? And he's going to part the city down the middle, and he's going to walk everybody through the playoffs and into the championship. How about that? Have a good weekend, Cuz. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
You got it, brother. Tunis?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they go 11 out of their last 14, but I'll take 9-7 and a wild card berth and, a fight for the division crown if the Cowboys don't run away with it.
What's your gut say today? Again, we're looking at dispassionately today.
Yeah, I mean, gut still says they're fighting for that wild card spot. I can't jump off ship for after
not about
two games.
Jumping off ship, but do you think that they're a good team? Is my question.
I don't.
Are they a team that's capable of winning 11 of 14?
No,
in your eyes,
no.
Like, do they look like that kind of team? Now,
we all
hope they are that team, right? But I can't good conscience go, yeah, they're capable of that. I don't think they are.
No, I don't think they are either. I need them to win 9 of 14. I need them to go 9-5 the rest of the way.
I just don't know that they have the talent on the roster. Right? I mean, you know, if I'm going to keep it real for real for real.
I mean, I was severely disappointed last week because they did get guys back healthy. Right? They got guys back. Lane Johnson, Miles Sanders. And you know what? They actually look good. The offensive line looked good. The running game looked good. Is there anything else that looked bad? And you mentioned at the beginning of the show, and we don't really talk about it enough, is how bad the defense was last week. You know, we are so quick to talk Carson Wentz and so quick to talk Doug. The defense was dreadful last week. And I get it. Fletcher Cox dealing with injuries. You still have question marks. We all knew going into it that the linebackers would be bad. And maybe that's why we don't talk about the defense that much, because we knew some of the holes there that they have. You know, they're coming to light. But, you know, I think they win this weekend. They may get lucky with San Fran because of all the injuries that they're dealing with. And now you're 2-2. And then you have to, you know, you have two big tests after that.
Let me get Stan up here. Stan, you're on. Oh, wait a second. It's football pool. Oh, my God.
This is the Fanatic Football Pool.
Wow. Let's get Justin from Camden up here. Justin, what's happening, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. Won $100, Just.
It's Dustin with a D.
Okay. Dustin, you won $100. That's it?
No, we're gonna qualify.
But not even like a hey, great, thanks. I'll be honest with you, Dustin.
I'm distracted at work. I apologize.
All right. Well, Dustin wins $100 cash, courtesy of Parks Casino and Sportsbook. All right, let's go. You break the business because you're working. Here you go. Before the NFL became the NFL, what was its name? Was it the American Professional Football Association, the Football Association of America, or C, Professional Football League?
American Professional Football Association?
That is correct!
Yes!
Dustin, you are qualified for the baby pool. That's right. All the stuff inside, you're going to be in the running for it.
Good stuff.
All right. You know, go have a party, Dust. All right?
You guys have a great day.
You too. Hold on. Not exactly a game show contestant worthy, no?
You just won $100. It's Dustin.
Yeah, all right. A bit of a mook, if you ask me.
Like, all right, congratulations.
Working. I was rooting for Root against them, to be honest with you.
Oh, no.
I was
rooting for him. I mean, I got the beach hat on, man. I'm in good mood today.
I root for everybody, but he was a mook. Make that a poll. Was Dustin's response root worthy? Were you rooting for him or against him? Make it a poll.
All right, we'll do a little flash poll. Then we'll see 10 flash passes this weekend.
Yeah, that's true. A bit of a mook. Come on, man. All right, let's talk. What are we talking about, Junis? Oh, I want to talk about fireplaces. Yes. I love the nice fireplace. I'm going to talk the only fireplace manufacturer that you need to know. It's Dreyfus Fireplaces. That's it. Now, here's the message that I have from Dreyfus. They are hiring right now for installers and service techs. Dreyfus Fireplace is seeking skilled, reliable tradesmen to install and service prefab fireplaces at both residential and commercial sites. Visit DreyfusFireplaces.com or simply call 215-924-3500. Listen, is your position eliminated in the wake of the COVID crisis? You out of work, but you're ready to get back. Want to feel with the right team? Dreyfus Fireplace is located in our great city of Philadelphia. Might be the perfect employer for you. Let's keep it simple. They got immediate positions available. They offer competitive pay. They aren't going anywhere. They've been around for 145 years. Visit DreyfusFireplaces.com. That's DreyfusFireplaces The number again, 215-924-3500. And again, it's DreyfusFireplaces.com. Dreyfus bringing the heat with quality and service since 1876.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
On a football Friday, all football Fridays on the Fanatic Brewery, driven by AAA, wherever the open road takes you, take AAA. All right, Tunis, real quick, you have the flash poll on Dustin?
It's about to go up momentarily.
All right.
Flash poll.
Were you rooting for or against Dustin? Quite frankly,
I don't know.
I was rooting against him. It never goes well when you go.
Quite frankly, I think you're an a-hole.
All right. It never goes well when you start out like the guy just won $100. He was fifth caller. He wins $100. He just won $100, Dustin or Justin, and he goes, "Well, name's Dustin." And hey, newsflash, dude. The name pops up on the computer. Maybe you didn't say it clearly enough to our fine screener. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time.
I like gratitude.
Yeah, get excited. I hear what you're gratitude. Saying. I'm still rooting for him. We need good vibes in Philadelphia right now.
Yeah, but he was not, he didn't deserve it. You know that? He didn't deserve it.
Yeah, I know. It kind of rubbed me the wrong way, but.
Taste Cake Dom, Dustin's a creep. Put him in a bastard.
Did he call him Dustin? Because it's Justin.
No, it's Justin. It's yeah. Dustin.
It's Justin. Oh, congrats.
You should call up and apologize. You really should. I wanted to go to Stan, but we had to play the game. Let me go to Stan now. Stanley!
Yeah, man, you should have gave it to me. You know I would have showed more love than that, man. I was definitely rooting against him. That was whack.
Yes!
I was like, what's up with Bull? Like, okay.
Yes!
You know how many times I call in and I say Stan and they think I said Sam? Like, it's right. Cool. It's not that big of a deal, bro. It's like,
right.
Ease up, but whatever, you know?
Right. Now I know you. And as soon as I see Stan, I know Stan Drexel Hill.
Right.
I gave you a shout out the other day. I don't know if you heard it.
No, I did. I actually did hear that. I appreciate that, man.
We have great callers. And you're a great man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. And likewise, bro. Like you know, I really appreciate what you guys do. You've been a really solid foundation for not only myself but a lot of people to continue to call in. And you know, with everything that's been going on, even when we didn't have sports for the longest time, and how stressful things were, and just talking like it's always great where you can have great conversations with people that you value their opinions on the things that you're talking about.
Oh, man,
you know?
Vice
and
versa,
that's why
brother.
Seriously, that's why I sit here and I listen to, you know, you, Mikey, and, you know, Trunis and Devon, and, like, I hear you guys, and when you guys say certain things, like, I got to say something because, you know, these are, it's not people who talk and you just brush them to the sides. It's like they have valid reasons, and now you have a counterpoint to it, and you're having a discussion. So, like, I've always appreciated it. That's why I've been a long-time caller, and I'll continue to do so. For as long as I can, man, for real. Like, I really appreciate what y'all do.
Well, thank you, my brother. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt, man. But real quick, with D'Antoni, I just don't like that move, man. I'm not feeling it. For me, it's too many times where I've seen him have opportunities and just not get the job done. Like, I see what people talk about as far as the offense being, unlocked and all that. But to be honest, I don't want to be that team that wins 65 games, 62 games, number one seed, oh, my God. And then you getting bounced in the second round or the conference finals because your team jacked up 30 threes and missed. Like you had Golden State on the ropes and you miss 20, what was it, 27, the last 27
yeah.
threes?
Yeah.
And that's what it is. Like, when you live by the three, die by it. And it's like, I understand the concept, but when has that shown in the past that's going to win? Like,
well,
people look at Golden State
I guess
and they think
I'm
Golden
hoping,
State, but
here's what I'm hoping. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping, because Brett had the same idea.
I mean, Brett was
the same way.
Right.
But I'm hoping that D'Antoni, and this is from what, this is the kind of whispers I'm getting, mm-hmm. is that he's such an offensive tactician that he's going to take a different approach. Now, I don't know how different or what the deal is, but it's going to be a different approach with Embiid and Simmons, and he's not trading, and he doesn't want it.
See, that was my next point. I worry about that. I hear what you're saying, that he's not going to trade them, but I don't know how you can feel so confident, because I'm looking at his past. I mean, you look at, okay, when he was in Phoenix, right?
Uh-huh.
You had Steve Nash turn him into an MVP. I get it. He was an MVP, two-time MVP under D'Antoni. I get all that. You go MVP, and then you have Amari Stoudemire, but Amari Stoudemire is not like Joel Embiid. Amari Stoudemire was a running type of face-up, more face-up type of guy. He wasn't a back-to-the-basket guy.
No, you're right. But I don't know. Here's what I resist right now. Again, I could be wrong, but I'm resisting the notion that judging by his past teams means he can't devise another way. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a guy that's been around the game that long, and I think he's really smart, I think he's an X and O guy, I think he devises a way. I don't know what it is, but I think he devises a way. At least that's my hope.
I mean, for me, he's not. Let me clarify, because I said the same thing about a lot of candidates in general. I am in no way, shape, or form saying that he's a bad coach or that he wouldn't be able to get the job done. I just get worried because of what I've seen in the past where his teams have come up short at the end. You know, when it's game seven, when is this, when is that? And it's like, I just don't know, because and then I do get nervous that he's going to trade one. I get nervous. We hated Ben at the four. I get nervous that he's going to make some type of crazy trade and that Ben's going to end up at the five.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see that at all. And I get nervous because I don't know.
I would be out on that too. I hear that's not the case.
All I'm saying is
from his interview, from his chats, I say that's not the case. Now, we'll see, but I'm saying that's not the case. Also, you know, I think Elton is a sharp dude, right? So I think Elton knows what he's doing.
And I think he gets a bad rep himself. I think people, because the Jimmy Butler deal, he made the move.
Right.
And then Jimmy didn't want to be here because of Brett. So, I mean, I don't know how you really put that on Elton.
I think Elton gets shrapnel. He doesn't deserve it.
He doesn't deserve it. Yeah. Here's what I say. My last point. I know a lot of people have been talking about the Buddy Hield thing, that being a possibility. And I think it is. And I would be on board with that. But there was another deal that I heard rumors about that if it was possible, I'd be quicker to make that move. And that would be bringing Drew Holiday back here, a guy who can play off the ball, who's shown that he has no problem playing with another back.
I'm down with that. I'm staying.
If you can make that happen, if I had a choice, I would take Drew over Buddy. But
I would take Drew over Buddy as well. Thank you, Stan. I was just texting a buddy of mine. You know who Frank Isola is?
Yeah.
Andrew.
So had him on a few times.
Right. So Frank is, you see him on ESPN every once in a while. He does Around the Horn. He used to does a lot of basketball. He used to cover the Knicks forever. So we were buddies years ago. We were back in the day. And Frank's on NBA radio. He's a great dude. So he knows D'Antoni because D'Antoni was in New York. And Frank's been covering the league a long time. And I said, dude, what do you think of him? And he wrote, sensitive guy, very, very good offensive coach, borderline genius offensive coach. And everybody I've talked to a lot of people around the league, and everybody says the same thing. You know, remember he was here on the bench, the whole thing with Colangelo. This guy is a sharp dude. Mike D is a sharp dude. I think he devises a way. I'm not worried about it. I want brains with my coach. I really do. I'm tired. Listen, I love the EQ piece. And I love Brett. And I think Brett was a smart guy, but I think Brett had a narrow focus system.
Mm-hmm.
I need the big brain guy.
Okay.
All right. Chuck in West Philly. Chucky, Chucky, Chucky.
Mono.
What's going on, Armando?
All right, how you feeling? If that was me, I'd have been doing cartwheels. You offered me $100. Name, you could have called me Larry. I'd have been like, give me that $100. Height. He was like, it's Justin, not Dustin. Like, really?
You're right. It was a trip.
You should have pulled the Steve Harvey. Oh, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. It wasn't you. It was the next person. I'm sorry.
You know why? Listen to me. I thought about, like, I really did. But I didn't want to be a creep like him.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm glad you didn't. But, I mean, really, I'm glad you didn't. But I'm sure it crossed your mind like mine.
I did. It really did. Because here's the thing. I had forgotten about, we're even deep in this conversation, and I was about to go to Stan. And then I realized, oh, we got to play the game. And I love playing the game. I asked the question, although that question was a little iffy. Still, I want to play the game. Hey, do you expect somebody to be excited? Right? Hey, what's up, Carl? Or whatever.
Yeah, it's not like, yeah, right?
I mean, like, Edith is on the line. She's going to go crazy. Hey, Edith, what's up? That's what you want. Not that. I mean, that was horrible. Right.
It was silence. I'm at work. What you doing calling if you at work anyway? Why are you calling if you
exactly. It's like the Provolo Joe said. He's a bum. The guy's a bum.
First of all, because I need you to bring Football Friday back. I need you and Baldy on here on Fridays. I need that.
That was fun, having a Baldy hanging out. Yeah. Baldy's out of his mind. He is like, he's like a mad scientist in a lab with all
yeah,
he's his
posting
tape.
Like yes. He's posting videos like crazy now.
Yeah, he's crazy.
I think the problem with Wentz is, and then I wanted to get to a Sixers comment. I think the problem with Wentz is, I don't think he really has a coordinator there that he really feels comfortable with. The Super Bowl year, I think he was comfortable with the coordinator we had. Then he left him with the Indianapolis, and now they left him with this, and now it's a committee this season. I mean, he's probably like, what's going on here? I mean, who do I listen to?
Yeah.
Who's the man? Who's this? Then we had a preseason, and then the head coach was out with the COVID. So now I'm listening to another coach, and then probably what happened was, all right, we're going to do it this way. And then when Doug got in there, okay, no, we're going to do it this way.
You know,
so he's probably all over the place.
I hear you. I do, and I do worry about that whole thing, about being on the same page, and that is a big concern.
Yeah, you can't have more than one. I mean, you know, somebody has to be the follower. Everybody can't be the leader. Somebody has to be the follower.
Yeah.
So if it's Doug, and if Doug's not comfortable with calling the plays, then give it to somebody else and give them a chance to call.
See, I think Doug would not. Doug loves calling the plays. I don't think Doug would ever relinquish that.
My next question is, I'm not really too. If I had to come down to between Dan Antonio and Lou, I would pick Dan Antonio. I'm not a big fan of Lou. I'm not. But I was really hoping that he would have considered trying to bring maybe Cassell in here. A lot of people like Sam Cassell. He's been an assistant coach for the longest. So maybe he might be due a shot. I think he might have been a good coach. Maybe it would relate with the younger players a little better.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. I got that, too. He was kind of interesting to me. There were a couple guys that were interesting to me. I don't think he's a part of it. I could be wrong, but I think it's between Lou and D'Antoni.
Are you talking? Did I hear you say you're talking to someone today from the Sixers? Were you talking to someone today?
No. I just said I was doing some homework and I was talking to Frank Isola, who knew a lot about D'Antoni from New York. That's all.
I got a funny feeling we're going to get Chris Paul though when you was talking about that.
I think so too. I could see that. Listen, the contract makes sense, and you know Horford just doesn't make sense now, and. That thing, you could see Paul coming here for in a Horford deal where you're moving, you know, both, and thank you, Chucky, both are moving bad money. I could totally see that. I'm hoping that he's the answer, that Mike D is the answer, that he devises a way to make this thing work. And here's the one thing about, I'm told there is no... That he's devising a plan with Embiid and Simmons. not with Harden coming here, with Embiid and Simmons, and that it's not one of those, you know, they're going to move Joe, who, by the way, just had a baby. Congratulations, big man. But that they're not going to move, not do anything crazy like that. That he's devising a plan with them. I could see where, you know, Joe's down low, but Joe's also shooting his threes.
Yeah. I wonder how much he gets out of Ben. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
I'm really hoping he's the Ben Whisperer.
Yeah, me too. By the way, you want your flash poll results so far?
Yes.
Obviously, we're going this. We're taking this to the end of the show, so there's an hour left. But I also put up the exchange in case people missed it. 71% wanted him to lose.
Okay. So 71% was anti-Dustin.
Dustin, yeah.
All right.
I was rooting for him. I need the good vibes out there, man.
Listen, I root for everybody.
I get what you're saying. I totally agree with you.
He turned me off. I root for everybody. You know that. Listen.
That's right. It stinks.
Sometimes you can even hear the inflection in my voice when I'm giving the A, B, and C. Like, if you win, somehow are the fifth caller,
I
give you a question, you know, I'm not giving it away, but if you follow the inflection in my voice, sometimes, you know, I'm leading you to water. But I wouldn't lead him anywhere. He's out. He's dead to me.
You're a real crumb bum.
Yep. Let's go to Edith in Chester. Edith.
Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
What's up, Edith? How's my girl?
Your girl is doing great, and I'm sorry that guy was a knucklehead for y'all. I don't understand his whole, you know, mindset, but whatever.
Nah, I don't think he's a bad guy. I just think he was a mook.
Yeah, he probably is. That's a good name for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a mook.
Well, I want everybody to calm down about Wentz. I really do. I think he just needs to settle himself down. And, you know, is he allowed to play call at all? Like, if he sees something he don't like, he can change the play?
So, I don't know that he has that. I know what I think he's got more of is he can check run, pass, run, depending on what he sees.
Right.
Because
I was just wondering. I said, well, maybe he sees stuff that he just don't like, or you know, Peterson's calling plays that he, you know, is just breaking down, and it's not, you know, it's not coming together like they thought. And he's just, you know, he's just being very cautious. So I just want him to settle down. I want people to get off his case, though. I really do.
Yeah.
Because you know, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, how long has he played with nobody really a balanced O-line and D-line? He's been running for his life since he's been here. That's how I look at it.
Right.
He's been running for his life since he's been here. He's trying to make plays. He's trying to do this. He's trying to do too much. He's trying to do way too much than he needs to do.
Yeah.
You know? And I just don't think it's fair. I really don't. For everybody to be so negative about him. He's my guy. The Eagles is my team. That's it. I'm not rooting for nobody else. I'll never root for nobody else. And I'll never count him out. I don't care how it looks. And that's just how I roll with them.
So. That's beautiful. That is why you're Edith. You know? That's why you got the Eagles earrings dangling.
That's right.
Come on now.
That's right. I wear them to work, church, wherever I go. That's my team.
That's beautiful. Edith, you're the greatest. We love you, Edith.
We love you too, Anthony. And tell Andrew I said hello too.
Will do. He just gave me the thumbs up.
Have a great weekend. Have a great, and we're gonna take care of the Bengals. Don't worry, we got them this weekend.
I think so. What about the Phillies? Yep. Phillies gonna make the playoffs. Give me some good vibes.
I think they are. I really do.
Good.
They're capable, Anthony. They're capable of doing it. So I just hope they get together, you know, and just work out the kinks and the bugs or whatever's going on in that house down there, and just take care of it. And also, you know, I mean, I just. Philadelphia is a sports town. We love sports, all four of them. You come here, you work hard, you get our love and respect. End of story. If you're lazy and you don't want to work hard, you're going to get the booze.
Ooh, I like
That's it.
That's it.
So can I ask Andrew to play me Eagle song, please?
Give her the Eagle song.
Yeah! What a right?
All right. I like that. That was a good pick-me-up, man. That made me feel good. But best all week about the Birds. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk more about it. Let's go Bagster time. Perfect for the Bagster. Oh, Dustin. You're going into Bagster, brother. Give me that $100 back, and you're ready to go into the Bagster until you apologize. Is that fair, Andrew?
Yeah, that's fair. He's also in the running, don't forget.
For the big prize.
Yeah. Well, how'd you feel?
I would be. I'll make no bones about it. He's out. I root against him all day on that. Listen, he's not as bad as Klentak, but, you know, we're talking Bagster. It is the greatest invention. If you have a house and you have junk and loads of, and you're doing something to the house, right? You clean out the basement or you're remodeling the bathroom or you're doing something, the attic, right? You need the Bagster. And it's a great invention. 3 cubic yard dumpster in a bag. So what it is at Home Depot and Lowe's and local home improvement stores everywhere, it's a bag that unfolds into a dumpster. And it's got the girth and strength of all those unsightly metal dumpsters. And it's easy to move. You buy it at one of those stores. It holds 3,300 pounds of waste. So you buy it at one of those stores. And then you fill it. It's completely on demand. You call Waste Management and you get it picked up. And poof, it's gone. That's it. There's no time limits. Nothing. As Anthony Gargano telling you, clean it up this fall with the Bagster. Dumpster in a bag.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.